Hey there, this is Fishin' Frank, and welcome back to another Radio Fishin'. We are here with Austin today, and Austin's kind of a favorite around here. I don't know if you guys have been in here and you've seen Austin, but absolutely a crowd favorite. Hi, Austin.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
See, the people just love you. Look at that. The whole audience is standing up cheering for you. So anyway, what are we going to talk about today, Austin?
How to catch redfish in low or high water.
In low or high water.
Yep.
So you like throwing a lot of lures, right?
Right. Yes.
So what are some of the lures you like to throw the most?
Well, I like to throw the Head-In Bone SL Topwater Spook.
It's a Zara Spook,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Zara Spook.
Spook. Super Spook.
Yep, Super Spook Junior.
So that's actually one of our top best-selling lures that I don't know how many hundreds of those a year we go through, but that's an amazing lure. Now, what do you like to do? Well, let's start off. If you're going to use a topwater like that, is it best to go, what time of day is the best?
Either morning or evening, or if it's overcast outside, those are going to be your best times to throw.
Okay, and so we know we're going to go out first thing in the morning, and so I'm going to tie a Zara Spook on. Where would you, what's a likely type of place to look for? You just go out and throw it, or do you get out certain spots?
You want to throw it around shady areas and stuff where the fish are going to be undercover against the mangrove bushes.
Now, are you throwing it at the mangroves or along the mangroves? What do you, how do you decide what to do with it?
You can either fish it parallel with the mangroves, or you can go out and work down the shoreline casting into them.
So what do you usually like to do?
I like to fish parallel.
So you take your boat right up by the mangroves and cast right along the trees? Or?
Yep.
And how far off the trees are you casting?
You want to get as close as possible without getting hung up.
So if you're like me and the wind's blowing towards the trees, I throw about 10 feet out.
Yeah.
It's either that or if you keep your cast low enough. Now, if you side on them, you don't have as much wind resistance. If you throw overhand, the wind's going to play a big part in where your line goes. Your lure might fall correctly, but the line lays into the trees. So do you throw a lot of underhand, a lot of skipping?
Yeah, a lot of underhand, a lot of skipping.
So anyway, you've got it out there. And now, how do you work the lure?
You just twitch it. Do a steady retrieve twitching.
Okay. What Austin just did was he was going his one hand around a circle and the other hand going side to side on it. So for all you there at home, now we're going to practice working a Zara Spook for a minute. Now, if you're right-handed, I like you place your right hand on top of your head. Yep, no, don't laugh. Just go ahead, put your right hand on top of your head. Okay, now put your left hand on your stomach. Now, start rubbing your belly in a circle and patting your head up and down with your right hand and rubbing your belly in a circle with your left hand. Now, once you can do that, you can work a Zara Spook because you have to keep the rod moving, just kind of a rhythmic. I actually use Dean and the Belmont's Ruby Baby to figure it out. I'm going, I love a girl and Ruby is her name. And that's a 4-4 count. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So I keep my lure, my rod twitching 1, 2, 3, 4. And every time I do that on the first stroke, it's to me and then away from me. So in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. And all the while I'm reeling. And that's the problem with working a Zara Spook. If you've never seen it done, it is impossible to do on the radio to explain it to you. But basically, you're throwing the front of the lure in a side-to-side motion. And that's done by creating slack and snapping the slack. And that's why you keep the rod in a steady motion and the tip keeps in a steady sway. And that's why I tell you about a 4-4 count. Because literally, you're just keep working it. And the front of the lure is slashing back and forth. It's going across the surface, and then what happens?
Boom.
Yeah. Okay, let's see, let's try a sound effect. There we go. That was supposed to simulate a fish boiling, and was that lousy sound effects or what? Too late and they sucked. Okay, but anyway, you're gonna go along, you see the fish hit. What do?
Yeah, you wait until you feel him on there. You don't set the hook when you see it. You wait till you feel him.
Because if you're like Austin here, you're faster than lightning. And as soon as you see the strike, you set the hook and you pull it right out of his mouth. So let the fish hit it. Hear that big splash. And the hardest thing in the world, because topwater fishing is the most exciting of pretty much any fishing, because you not only are you working the lure, but you see the fish hit it. And all of a sudden, he's big splash and this fish hits and you set the hook and the lure goes flying past you. And you're like, I didn't wait till I felt the fish. You got to let him get it down. I don't know why that is, but you're actually faster than what the fish is going to react.
Yeah, and with redfish, their mouth is on the bottom, so it's a lot harder for them to get it.
Okay. So anyway, you go along the mangroves, morning, evenings. I like going, I fish the areas around Ponce Park quite a bit, but I fish up in Hog Island a lot. And I do enjoy fishing the Zaraspook, but when the water's too shallow, I don't. I want there to be more than a foot and a half of water, but less than 3 foot. You know, yeah. I'm pretty particular when it comes to top waters because in that 2 feet of water, it's enough where it makes that noise. They don't get a real good look at it. They just see it coming across and instinctively they want it and bam. I've done it in the canals and deep water and I've done it out in deep waters. Actually, it works great on sharks too, by the way. Yeah. Mackerel, all these other fish. Zaraspook really is a lot of fun to work.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going over to Zaraspook. What else you got over there?
Got a mirror lure, 17MR.
Okay, what's your favorite color in those?
I like the green back with the silver sides on it.
So that's an 18.
Yep.
So it'd be a mirror lure, which is an MR, and 17, and then the 17 is the body style. What does that body style do?
It sort of just sways back and forth, subsurface, underneath the water.
And it's a twitch bait.
Yeah.
Because now if you throw that out and just reel it in, it comes back like a stick, right? It doesn't do anything. So you give it all the action. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about fishing a mirror lure is unless you do it right, it's not going to work.
Right.
So you got to put the time and practice in to be able to twitch that and give the right jerks and pulls to make it look like a fish swimming through the water.
Yep. Just twitch it a couple times, pause, reel. Twitching a couple times.
Now, why do you pause?
A lot of times the fish like to hit it on the paws.
I think of it as kind of like, you know, you're twitching it and it darts, and then maybe the bait fish is kind of looking around to see if there's anybody else coming to eat him before he darts off again. You know, like he darted around, escaped a fish, and now he's looking to see if another fish is coming, which means he's easy prey, and bam.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, I always, to me, stop. Where the pause is just as important, if not more important, as all the go and the twitching.
Yes.
It really seems to help a lot when I stop or pause.
Yes, it does.
All right, give me a good spot to take that 17MR, and what would I catch with it?
Well, with this, it's a real good thing. It's a real all-around lure. You can go on high water, and you can throw against the mangrove bushes any time of day, anything. Or on lower water, you can go out in the open water and just throw it over the grass or over the sand holes.
And what are you looking to catch over the grass or the sand holes?
You can catch flounder, trout, redfish, snook.
Now, you've caught all these fish on that lure?
Yes.
You have? Okay. Yes. You got pictures to prove it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, been talking to Austin. How's the fishing been out there lately? What have you been hearing about fishing? Where are the fish?
It's been really good. There's a lot of Spanish mackerel out there. There's a lot of redfish out there. The snook been getting better and better. The trout bite, they've been moving in the harbor.
So if you were going to go out for trout right now, where would you go to go trout fishing?
I would find like...
No, I mean, well, tell me, where do I go to go trout fishing? Not what, you know, hypothetically, tell me where. Where would you go to go trout fishing?
The west wall is a good spot. Find like 3 or 4 foot of water over some grass, and that's a good spot for trout.
Like halfway up the west wall, south end, north end. Boy, this kid is really going to be a good captain. You notice you can't get information out of him about where to go with a... I mean, I got a crowbar here trying to pry out, where do I go, Austin? Where do I find a fish? He ain't giving it up. So give me a, like, middle of the west side.
I like the halfway point around that area. Either way, right or either...
No, do you go over the bar or do you stay outside the bar?
If the water's high enough, I'll go on the inside of the bar. If the water's low, I'll stay on the outside.
So, but you're looking for about 3 feet of water for those trout. That seems to be what you're getting to.
Yeah.
So, Anyway, so you're going to go over the west side, go about halfway point. You can find that on our website or on Waterproof Charts 1F. They've got a great chart, a lot of latitude, longitude, local names. And if you got enough water to get over the bar, get on the backside and throw your Miralure MR17 color 18, the silver green, and just kind of slow twitch it, right? And lots of pauses.
Yep, that's going to be the way to do it. Just keep casting. If you're not getting anything, it's just the fish aren't biting, not that it's not working.
Gotcha. It's the fish's fault, not the lure's fault. The lure works. Sometimes the fish are broken.
Yes.
Gotcha. So any parting words of wisdom, any advice for anybody about working lures?
You want to work it slow in this winter time now. The fish are going to be a little sluggish the colder it gets. Just work it slow and make sure you pause.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think we're about out of time, and yep, I hear the music coming, so this is Fish and Frank, and that's Austin over on the other side. Say goodbye, Austin.
Bye, guys.
Yes, they still love you, Austin. They really do. And this is Fish and Frank saying we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Thanks for listening, guys. Boy, I'm going fishing just to ease my mind.